With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Details are being finalized for Thursday's presidential debate in Atlanta. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In the earliest general election debate in the modern era, Joe Biden and Donald Trump will face each other for 90 minutes in a CNN TV studio with no audience. Late last week, a coin flip determined that the president would stand at the podium to the viewer's right, while the former president would deliver the final closing statement. One of the new ground rules in this debate is that each candidate's microphone will be muted except when it's his turn to speak. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The government response to COVID is listed as one of the tipping points for several colleges shutting down during the pandemic. More on this from reporter Bernie Bennett.
BestColleges.com outlined data points that revealed that, quote, at least 59% of public or nonprofit colleges have closed, merged, or announced closures as mergers since March of 2020. They also estimated that, quote, roughly 44,540 students have been impacted by these closures. The lockdowns were some of the first major decisions that took students out of the classroom and relocated them to the online learning environment. On Wednesday's episode of Washington Watch, Family Research Council President Tony Perkins highlighted the increased rate of colleges shutting down. FRC's Senior Fellow for Education Studies Meg Kilgannon agreed with the notion that government's response to COVID was one of the tipping points that led to this result. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Floodwaters have forced people out of their homes in parts of Iowa, the result of weeks of rain. Meanwhile, much of the rest of the U.S. is longing for relief from yet another round of extraordinary heat. Sirens blared after midnight in Rock Valley, Iowa. People in hundreds of homes were told to get out as the Rock River could no longer take any more rain. And federal authorities are offering a reward for information about those responsible for setting off a couple of New Mexico wildfires. This is SRN News. A federal court has dismissed the appeal of a lawsuit challenging a man's acceptance into a sorority at the University of Wyoming. The three-judge U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver ruled the case wasn't appealable because it could be refiled in a lower court. Six members of the Kappa Kappa Gamma sorority chapter in Laramie, Wyoming, sued to challenge Artemis Langford's admittance into the organization. The sorority says it has wide leeway to interpret its own bylaws, including defining who is a woman. A proposed amendment to New York's Constitution to prohibit discrimination based on so-called gender identity and pregnancy outcomes has been restored to the November election ballot by a state appeals court. A panel of mid-level appellate judges overturned an earlier decision by an upstate judge to strike the proposed Equal Rights Amendment from the ballot over a procedural error. The New York Constitution currently bans discrimination on many categories. This is SRN News. It's like something out of the famed movie 2001, A Space Odyssey.
A strange monolith found jutting out of the rocks in a remote mountain range near Las Vegas has been taken down by authorities. Its discovery over the weekend and quick removal revives a pandemic-era mystery that captured the public's imagination when similar objects began to appear around the world. How it got there is still a mystery. Members of the police department's search and rescue team had discovered the object over the weekend near Gas Peak, part of the vast Desert National Wildlife Refuge. Keith Peters reporting.
Gavin Rohovic homered to begin the game. Texas A&M broke it open on the five-run third inning. And the Aggies move within a win of their first national title in college baseball with a 9-5 victory over Tennessee in the College World Series finals opener. Evan Ashenbeck pitched 2 2/3 innings of shutout relief for Texas A&M. This is SRN News.